This is Minnesota News Network. I'm John Anderson. During the recent U.S. Senate debate with Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, Congresswoman Angie Craig said she's been working on a Social Security bill for 3 years. MNN followed up.
I travel around the state of Minnesota, and seniors are struggling to pay the high cost of groceries, to buy gas, you know, to pay their rent or their mortgage. And so this would put a little money in individuals' pockets.
Craig says the bill would also extend the life of the Social Security program for generations. Her plan would eliminate federal taxes on Social Security benefits and raise the cap for high earners to put more money into the fund. The director of operations for the Corn Belt Ports says the new Northern Corn Belt Ports initiative adds 5 key Mississippi River ports to the regional network. Chris Smith says
it helps get our rural areas on the federal scoreboards by coming together. It supports a laser focus support for our ag groups, which is tremendously important.
The newly formed Northern Corn Belt Ports Initiative includes 11 Mississippi River counties and 5 ports, Red Wing, Wabasha, and Winona in Minnesota, along with La Crosse and Prairie du Chien in Wisconsin. As Minnesotans get ready to hit the road for the holiday week, they're greeted with even lower gas prices. AAA says the current average for a gallon of unleaded in the state is at $3.62. That's 10 cents cheaper than a week ago and 58 cents cheaper than a month ago. CentraCare opens a major expansion today of healthcare services in St. Cloud. Officials say the new $194 million project will expand access to specialty care, enhance the patient experience, and meet the growing demand for outpatient services across central Minnesota. A growing high school sport in Minnesota is taking another step forward. The Minnesota State High School League has approved a 1-year pilot partnership with Fenworks for esports. The goal is for the high school league to take over the state esports tournament in the 27-28 school year. Fenworks head of esports, Jake Utitis, says the pilot is already making an impact.
The big change is now schools are going to actually pay that coach to run their program. Which we found makes, you know, programs far more sustainable and successful. So a lot of kids are going to be affected positively by this decision.
Minnesota's whitewater lilies are now in peak bloom across lakes and ponds statewide. The floating flowers, which began opening in late June, are a favorite sight of paddlers and boaters. The native plants grow in calm, shallow water and provide important habitat for fish, amphibians, waterfowl, and insects. This is MNN.